Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
My anchor in oceans that toss me away. When I'm in rescue, you are my ransom. When I'm in shelter, you are my home. When I am weak, Lord, you're what I reach for. Lord, I believe whatever I need, Jesus, you are.
Thank you for joining us today on this podcast. In our daily lives, we are bombarded with various images, opinions, and perspectives that shape our perceptions and attitudes. Our experiences, circumstances, and relationships can influence the way we see ourselves, others, and the world around us. As believers, it is crucial to examine our thoughts and perceptions and align them with God's truth. In this exciting message titled, What Seest Thou? We will explore the importance of seeing things from God's perspective and how it can transform our lives. So, dive in and ask yourself this question. What seest thou? Our Bible text today is from Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 11 to 12.
Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 11 to 12. The word of the Lord came to me, saying, Jeremiah, what do you see? And I said, I see a branch of an almond tree. And verse 12. Then the Lord said to me, You have seen well, for I am watching asterisk over my word to perform it.
What do you see? There is power in what we see. Our sight is not only a physical sense but also a spiritual one. What we see can affect our thoughts, emotions, and actions. In the Bible, there are many instances where God asked his people, What do you see? From our Bible text in Jeremiah chapter 1 verses 11 to 12, God asked Jeremiah, What do you see? And the answer to that question had a significant impact on Jeremiah's life and ministry. Today, I want to encourage you to also ask yourself, What do you see? And reflect on the implications of your answer. Jeremiah was just a young man when God called him to be a prophet. He was probably in his late teens or early 20s. He was afraid and felt unqualified for the task that God was calling him to do. But God assured him that he had been chosen and appointed for this task before he was even born. God promised to be with him and to give him the words to speak. Then God asked him a question, What do you see? Jeremiah looked and saw the branch of an almond tree. The almond tree is usually the first tree to bloom in the spring, and it symbolizes the watchfulness of God. God affirmed Jeremiah's answer that he saw right, and God said that he is watching to see the fulfillment of his word. This was a powerful message for Jeremiah. It meant that God was with him and that he was going to accomplish his purposes through him, Jeremiah. When God asked Jeremiah, What do you see? He was not just asking about the physical sight of the almond branch. He was asking about Jeremiah's spiritual sight. He was asking if Jeremiah could see the spiritual reality of his calling and the power of God at work in his life to accomplish them. God wanted Jeremiah to see beyond his fears and doubts and to see the truth of his calling. Like Jeremiah, God is also asking you today, What do you see? He wants you to see beyond your physical circumstances. He wants you to know your status spiritually, and he can do. Today, God wants us to see beyond our fears, doubts, and circumstances and to see the power of his love and grace at work in our lives. He wants us to see his plan and purposes for our lives and to walk in faith and obedience. Sometimes we may not see clearly. We may be blinded by our fears, doubts, or circumstances. We may focus on the negative instead of the positive. We may see ourselves as failures instead of as overcomers. But God wants to open our eyes and give us a new perspective. In life, what we see is very important. These things shapes our thought, dictates our action and belief, and defines our destiny. In the book of Numbers chapter 13 verses 1 to 33, Moses sent 12 spies to go and explore the land of Canaan. Among the 12 spies, 10 came back with bad report of what they see. They saw giants that they could not defeat and came back with negative news. Joshua and Caleb were the two spies who brought back a good report and believed that God would help them succeed. This shaped their thought, action, and their destiny. And in their generation, it was only Joshua and Caleb that were allowed to enter the promised land. God wants us to see the truth of His word and the reality of His promises. He wants us to see that He is bigger than our obstacles and challenges. The Bible said in Proverbs chapter 23 verse 7, "For as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he." What we see dictates our thought and shapes our destiny. So, what do you see today? Do you see the challenges and obstacles in your life, or do you see the opportunities and possibilities? Do you see the problems, or do you see the solutions? Do you see the darkness, or do you see the light? Do you see yourself as a victim, or do you see yourself as a victor? The way we see things can have a profound effect on our lives. If we see things from a negative perspective, we may become discouraged, depressed, and defeated. But if we see things from a positive perspective, we may become encouraged, empowered, and victorious. In Philippians chapter 4 verse 8, the Apostle Paul encourages us to think about things that are true, things that are noble, right, pure, things that are lovely, admirable, excellent, and things that are praiseworthy. When we focus our thoughts on these things, we will have a more positive outlook on life, and we will be better equipped to handle the challenges and obstacles that come our way. If you find yourself focusing on the negative, it's time to change your perspective. Take some time to reflect on God's goodness and faithfulness in your life. Think about the ways that He has blessed you and provided for you. Think about the ways that He has used your challenges to strengthen and refine you. As you do this, your focus will shift from the negative to the positive, and you will begin to see things in a new light. In Psalm chapter 119 verse 105, the psalmist writes, "Your word is a lamp for my feet, a light on my path." God's word is a light that can guide us through the darkness of our circumstances. It can help us see things that we would not see otherwise. Today, begin to see yourself in the light of the victory God has given you. Apostle Paul writes, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." Philippians chapter 4 verse 13. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We can overcome our challenges and obstacles, not in our own strength, but in the strength of Christ. Whatever you see, I encourage you today to ask God to help you see things from His perspective. Ask Him to give you eyes to see and ears to hear what He is saying to you. Spend time in prayer and meditation on His word, and allow His truth to transform your thoughts and perceptions. As you do this, you will begin to see things in a new light, and you will be better equipped to handle the challenges and obstacles that come your way. Remember, what you see today will determine how you live tomorrow. Choose to see things from God's perspective, and you will experience His peace, joy, and strength in your life. As you go today, take some time to ask God to help you see things from His perspective. Spend time in prayer and meditation of His word, and allow His truth to transform your thoughts and perceptions. Ask God to give you eyes to see and ears to hear what He is saying to you. Remember that what you see has a way of controlling your thought and shaping your destiny. Choose to see things from God's perspective today. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank You for this message, which reminds us of the importance of seeing things from Your perspective. We confess that sometimes we get so caught up in our circumstances that we forget to look to You for guidance and wisdom. We ask that You would help us to see things from Your perspective, and to trust that You have a plan and a purpose for our lives. Today, help us to trust in Your promises, and to rely on Your strength and power as we face the challenges and obstacles of life. May Your hand uphold us today, and may we see and live in the abundance of Your blessings. Thank You for answering our prayers. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, Amen.
Bible in a Year. The Bible reading for today is from 1 Chronicles chapter 3, chapter 4, and chapter 5. And for the evening, John chapter 8 verse 1-20. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a pleasant day and may the Lord bless.
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234-706-688-5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.